Well, hey, 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 everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great week and that you're enjoying the Be Our Guest podcast episodes coming your way here on this first week of January. Today, we have Sunday night's live call-in show. This was recorded on Sunday night, January 3rd, 2021. No more 2020 shows. In this hour, we talk to Alfred. He's down at the Riviera, so he gives us some instant feedback on great meals, crowd levels over the Christmas holiday, what he thought of the Riviera, and more. Beth calls in. She lives down in Central Florida, gives us a live update on park hopping. She did 5 parks in one day on January 1st just to break in the new system, see what it was like. We got lots of other calls, too, talking about Disney Cruise Line on New Year's Eve, much more. Lots of fun Disney talk headed your way. Remember, you can always join us every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We'd love to talk to you this coming Sunday. 3 ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great specials, and there are some awesome specials, including some free tickets out there with qualifying packages and great room discounts for early 2021. See both, and then while you're there, fill out the quote form over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. Even the small purchases do add up. So if you got to pick up something on Amazon, hey, just click through our link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so much for that. And if you'd like a little extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast about growing up here in Missouri for our patrons every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show here on Facebook and YouTube. My name is Mike Rallman. I'm the host of the Be Our Guest Podcast, which can be found on your feeds every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for your listening pleasure. We're recording this one live on Sunday night, January 3rd, 2021. So happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful New Year celebration. However you celebrated and whatever you did, it was probably something like sitting on your couch and maybe, I don't know, drinking a Coke Zero and calling your friends on FaceTime and seeing what they're up to and just snacking. We had a fake charcuterie. I had some Ritz crackers and some cheese. Nothing fancy. My daughter Paige did get me a Hickory Farms box for Christmas, so I've been tearing into that summer sausage. But yeah, that's probably the most laid back New Year's Eve we've ever had. But I think here's what I say. Laid back New Year's Eve means an amazing year going forward. 2021 is going to be great. I'm optimistic about that. As we speak right now, park hopping has returned to Walt Disney World. It's old hat at this point. They've been doing it now for 3 days. Beth Johnson in our live chat, one of my great friends down there in Central Florida, says she has successfully park hopped since it's returned. So that is good to hear. I know that they now have the park-to-park buses going for our park hopping friends. So, hey, we're getting there. So how about we talk some news and then we take your calls at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. A couple topics I wanted to bring up tonight, just to kind of get it stirring as I go through the news here in a second. We always talk food, right? We have to talk food. I mean, it's 6 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone as we start recording. I've, of course, already had dinner because I eat dinner like an old person at like 4:30. I've had my Taco Bell, so I'm ready to go. But I was wondering earlier this afternoon when, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to have for dinner, and I thought about this question. So let's talk about this. What Walt Disney World restaurant, and it can be a counter service, but it's probably more going to be a table service restaurant. What Walt Disney World restaurant has the best side dishes? I'm talking about your stuff like your mac and cheese, your stuffing, your beans, green beans, or hash browns, or what have you. Not the main entree. Where do you go to get the best side dishes at a restaurant at Walt Disney World? I have a couple of ideas. So outside of the entree, like, I mean, if you're talking about it, oh, this place has the best filet. That's your main course. That's like the home run hitter. Where are your supporting cast? I need to know about, you know, those things that come on the side. This is what you get. What are your two sides? So we'll talk about the restaurant that has the best sides in your opinion. And because Run Disney Marathon Weekend, you know, I just kept telling myself this isn't true. I am going to get down there and run with 25,000 people, run my dopey challenge. I have my jersey on from last year. Eat, run, sleep, repeat, 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 48.6. But it's not happening this year. So if you're somebody who's run a Run Disney event, whether it's just a 5K, 10K, half or full, what's kind of an obscure thing you're going to miss about the races? That's something I want to talk about. So what, you know, not about like, oh man, I love getting my medals. We all like getting the medals, right? That is awesome. But I will say a couple things that I'm really, really going to miss this year. And I know we'll get back to it here very soon. But one of the things I'm going to miss is on Marathon Sunday. And this was unexpected 3 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. One, two, three. Yeah, about 3 years ago. You know, you always get your medal, and especially if you're doing a challenge, you get, you know, double medaled or whatever at the finish line. You get your challenge medal, and that's always fun and great. But I remember about 3 years ago, what year was that? It was the 25th anniversary when we went across the line, and I didn't have any idea this was going to happen. I didn't see anybody else that finished hours in front of me with theirs, but we got the Mickey ears, the running marathon Mickey ears with the medal. I think I like the Mickey ears almost better than the medal because, like, you could wear those around. They had these, they're right here. They have the silver. I'm going to pull my other ears down here. Now, of course, they're all hooked together. Here they are. So they had the silver ears, you know, and they got Mickey on them, 25th anniversary. So we got these, and the good thing about the Mickey ears is that they're kind of practical, right? You wore them around for your pictures. They're just cool looking. And I'm going to save these forever. Like, the medal's on the wall, but I have these out and displayed. And I even wore them all the way the rest of my vacation, and I wore them home on the plane. I mean, that was, oh, there went my other ones. Fun. Yeah, but I love the Mickey ears, and I'm going to miss getting those. Another thing that I'm going to miss. Okay, obscure things. I'm really, really going to miss running through the TTC. Now, we miss a lot of times, like running through Cinderella Castle. That's awesome. We miss seeing the characters on the course. Again, equally awesome. But what I'm going to miss is the TTC, because that's like a rallying point for our lizards and our families and all the folks on our support squad. They're always out at the TTC, and you kind of see them as you come in on the left there. And it's like, I give hugs. Well, you can't give hugs right now, so I guess that's something. But it's just one of those things, like, you see people out there that, you know, it's 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's usually freezing, and they're out there cheering you on when they could be in a warm bed or somewhere eating a nice breakfast at the Polynesian or something. So that's always a special thing. And to be honest, if you've never run a Run Disney race, running through the TTC might be the best part of any of the courses, because you have people right on top of you as you run through the TTC, and people are screaming. It's loud. There's signs. I love running the TTC. And then as soon as you go through the TTC, when you're going out of it, you always have a marching band, and the marching band's playing, and you're like, yeah, let's go. I mean, I am flying through the TTC, and it's at mile 4, so you got to pace yourself because you still have 22 to go. But I'm telling you what, man, Meb, we'd be drag racing through the TTC. If it was Meb and me, Meb would kick my butt. But you know what? I would die trying, because I love running the TTC. So it's a couple things I'm going to miss. What are you going to miss if you are heading to, if you would be heading to a Run Disney event, like what are the things that you're missing since we're missing that this year? Jillian's asking about what's the news about the changes to DisneyGiftCard.com. You can go over to their site, but I know they are reworking that. I'm not exactly sure exactly. They haven't given us definite information on what they're going to do with that. I can't imagine they're going to get rid of that, but you can probably go to that site and find out more. And let's see, Felicia's asking, is asking real quick before we open the phone lines, I should probably know because we're heading down in March, but how is park hopping working? Do you make a park reservations for all the parks you want to go to that day, or is it more like back in the good old days? Okay, so here's how it works. Everybody listen up. Huddle up. You still make your park reservation for your first park of the day, and you have to go to that park. So say you want to go to Magic Kingdom and Epcot. I think Epcot's going to be the park a lot of people hop to second. And you can hop to other parks, but I think Epcot's going to definitely be a destination for hopping. So you make your theme park reservation for Magic Kingdom, and you have to go there initially. check in. Now you're not just going to check in. You're going to ride all the rides, right? Once it becomes 2 o'clock, don't hop yet. But what you're going to do is check the My Disney Experience app. Make sure that that park you want to hop to, this is especially important for the studios, is still available for guests to come in, and it should be most days. And then you can hop to that park. And what they have bus transportation set up in the bus station, the bus terminals. And they do scan your Magic Band to make sure you have the hopper option. Then you get on the bus and they take you right over. You do not have to make a reservation for the park you're going to hop to, but you got to go to the one you have your initial reservation at. Clear? Pretty simple? No, that's how you got to go. And Alfred looks like he's still down at Walt Disney World and hope he's having a lot of fun. And let's do it. Let's open up the phone lines and have some fun. So give me a call. Let's talk Disney. I don't want to sit here and talk for an hour straight. So 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We'll talk Disney. Also, what'd you do for New Year's Eve? Did you bring it in some unique way that you've never done before? Did you bring any Disney into your New Year's Eve? Trying to think if we did. I know that you could see the fireworks. They did Fantasy in the Sky online, which I did not check out just because I was going to, but I can't remember what we had on TV. And it was like, if I would have thrown that up on the TV, there might have been a brawl in the living room. So I was like, I want to watch it, but I don't feel like pulling out the laptop and being antisocial. So I just kind of called an audible and decided not to. I've seen those fireworks a lot, but it would have been cool. But yeah, oh well, didn't do it this year. So 407-413-9395. So for the best sides, Justin Jones in the live chat is offering up the Pecos Bill Nachos Sidebar. What do you think about that? Now, of course, COVID times, I don't even think that's available. It wasn't this summer. Pretty good stuff, but I'm talking like substantial sides. Like, you know, if you go to 50s Primetime, what can you get for sides? You can get mashed potatoes and gravy. You can get green beans, which they force you to eat, even if you don't like them. All kinds of stuff. All right, let's get to our first call. And we're heading down to Walt Disney World, and we're speaking with Alfred. Alfred, happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
How are things going? I've been seeing the crowds, and I'm hoping that you're surviving.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Oh, so good to hear. I've been so worried. I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope he doesn't get back and say it was too crowded. I'm glad to hear that.
No, actually... Oh, my God, people are saying it's crowded here. And I'm like, where?
Well, good. Because, I mean, it's all relative.
I come here every year at this time, and I know the crowd. And it's like, please, don't tell me it's busy when it's not.
Oh, God, that makes me feel so good. I'm not kidding. I have thought about you, like, every day. And I'm like, oh, no, I hope it's not terrible. Because I know you're looking forward to it. So, hey, I got to ask. Talk about what you want, but I got to ask you. So, You've been there for New Year's Eve when it's been totally different than any other year since 71. So give us a thought about what that was like and what you did.
Okay. Well, I was at Epcot. And I was there till probably just after dinner time. But there was like no one there. It was empty to me. You know, it was very easy to navigate, you know. There weren't the people around.
Right.
Then came back to the Riviera, and they had like a little pool party type thing outside. Mm-hmm. They had music. They had trivia, mostly for the kids, but it was fun. And then they did a countdown at midnight.
So how many people were there, do you think? Was it a good crowd or?
At the Riviera?
Yeah, for the countdown.
No, not a lot.
They did give out like hats and noisemakers though, right? I saw people with hats.
Hats. No noisemakers. No,
oh, hey, that's a wind.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. That's probably why I felt Epcot was so good, because there was no noise.
That's true.
It was great.
Quiet Epcot. Quiet New Year's. We're sneaking out of 2020. Oh, my gosh. It's not quiet normally.
Yeah. Actually, I'm in the lobby right now, and there's more noise here than there was in Epcot.
So, wait. You're in the lobby of the Riviera?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll over to that little, it's kind of late. So that little pastry place is probably not open, right?
No, Le Petit Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
mail me an eclair.
I had a cup of coffee because I came back. I was freezing. So,
yeah.
That's the only thing. I was very cold this trip.
I thought it was like I was watching football from down in Florida, and I want to say it was 80 in Tampa yesterday. I mean, is it chilly?
Yes. Yesterday and Friday were the best 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah. All the others were chilly to me.
Well, it's relative.
Yeah.
But it is. True. Florida is cold, though. Yeah. When it's chilly down there, there's something about it.
Oh, yeah. I froze. I mean, I had my blanket with me every day.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah. I didn't take the blanket out with me today because it rained a little bit.
Yeah.
So I said, because I have to pack, so there's no way I can bring that out and hope it will dry in time.
That's right. So are you packed up? You got everything ready to go?
No, not yet.
No,
I'm going to do laundry tonight first.
Nice. So what do you think of the Riviera? I mean, what are your initial thoughts?
Beautiful.
Fancy.
Very fancy. My cousin would probably love it because she's very much into the Grand Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
And it brings back that same feeling.
It does.
Yeah. So I think she would like it here. I would definitely come back and stay here again.
So let me ask you this too, because I know you got your Walt Disney World. I won't keep you too long. But what's been the best thing you've eaten down there on this trip?
Oh boy!
I mean, it could be a snack, it could be a meal, whatever you want.
The Hallelujah biscuit.
Oh Lord, I love that thing. Yes. Oh, Alfred, you there? He said Hallelujah biscuit, and he disappeared. I don't know what happened. All right. Well, hey, we'll cut him loose and see if he can call back. It looks like he's still connected, but we'll... Nope, he's gone. I didn't even hit the button, but he's gone. All right. So you know what, Eric? And it's cool that I'm glad for Alfred that it wasn't as crowded as I was worried. Because, I was looking online and it looked busy to me. I'm just saying. So I'm glad it wasn't. If you want to give us a call, 407-413-9395. I want to talk about what Eric's speaking to in the live chat. And he's saying that the Riviera seems a little bland and he's watched the videos. I thought the exact same thing when it was being built and when I saw the videos online. And again, I'm not a fancy person. I like Pop Century, Riverside. I like Coronado. That's fancy for me. And I thought the same thing about the Riviera. But then when you go there, it's fancy, but it's comfortable. It's very, very weird. Like, I really didn't think I would like the vibe of it, but staying there, I loved it. Like, it felt like I was in Europe. And hang on, Alfred, let me reset Skype. I don't know what happened there. But again, I've never been to Europe, and I've never been, obviously, anywhere that's got a lot of culture like that. And when I was at the Riv, I felt like, I don't know, just like stuff I've seen on TV. Like, I was really exploring Europe or something, and it has a good feel to it. It's very fancy feeling. At the same time, it's very comfortable, which is kind of strange because the Grand Floridian's the same way. I used to be like scared to walk through there, and now I'm comfortable walking through there. I've stayed there once for I stayed there one time for a media event, and it was neat. But again, I don't think I would choose to stay there just for the money. And it is super fancy.
Hey,
who got you back? Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, that's okay. So, yeah, so that Hallelujah biscuit was, oh my God, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, so good. It's appropriately named. You know what? After I eat one of those, I could sing that Hallelujah song like that guy that's so famous. I'll be like, Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
No, I can't. I couldn't move after I ate that.
And he said, Eric in our live chat, I don't know if you can see this, but he says, Alfred's been raptured after eating the Hallelujah biscuit. So there you go. You're on your way.
I was. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I said I could die last night and be very happy.
No, you got plenty of that. Yeah.
So, no, I do. Yeah.
So have you seen anything surprising, or what's been your favorite attraction or experience you've had?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I would have to say, it's a tough one. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is just one of the best rides there is.
Would you rank it like a top five?
So, yeah, probably.
I see. I don't know. Like, I like it. But okay, here's the thing. And I know everybody's going to get on me because this is what people do on Twitter and stuff. I do not like that new style of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And everybody's like, well, that's how, I think it's like a more contemporary. And a lot of people do. Even my buddy Scott loves it. But it's like, people are like, you got
to
watch
the new
shorts.
To me, it's reminiscent of the old days.
That's what people say, because I say it's that new style. Like, Mickey's like aggressive. He's like aggro. He's like, everybody's trying to kill each other in those new shorts and stuff. Like, they're mean. But the thing is, and everybody's like, well, you're not getting it. It looks like the old, 1930s Mickey Mouse. But the thing is, I guess, my generation, he was more round. He looked friendlier. He was more meek. And it's definitely beautiful. But I like, there's so much going on in that ride. Like, it almost makes my head explode. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know it is. But, but I love it. I'd have to say my top five. That's there. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is there. What else? Flight of Passage would be there. Let's see. See, Epcot, there's not much in the way of rides, but
I'm still a big Soarin'. I still love Soarin'. I like the idea of Soarin'. I think it's great for everybody because everybody can ride it.
I'll put that in my top five also. And then the last thing I would say that would make the top five would have to be, probably Haunted Mansion.
That's a good call. Pirates.
Yeah.
Something classic.
Yeah. And I didn't even go on that this time.
You didn't?
I didn't do Haunted Mansion because last time I fell, so I was a little scared to do it.
You apparently, too, I've seen in the past couple of days, there's some kind of a new big, like, gargoyle you can buy for your house. How crazy would that be? Like, it lights up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's in Memento Mori. They say it's big.
Oh, I didn't even go in there.
I bet you it's super expensive, but, so I don't even want to know. But
probably. Yeah. I spent enough money this week.
Oh, dude, that's the scary. Forget the scary rides. At the point of your vacation you're at right now, where it's almost time to go home, you do not want to look at a credit card statement or your folio. You do not want to see that. Yeah. It's like, oh no.
Well, actually, no. Here's the thing, I had gift cards, so this trip was all gift cards mostly.
Oh yeah. That works.
My folio was only $120.
Oh my gosh, that's like a felony. You're getting out of there like with a larceny. Yeah. They're going to come after you. That's crazy.
And everyone else paid for me. I had Disney gift cards. I have Visa gift cards. Yeah.
I have a bunch from Christmas too, because everybody gets them for me, because I always use them for marathon weekend. I'll get, like my shirt I have on, I got with a gift card last year. And so, I'm not going down next week. So, I keep trying to, I'm just going to have to go down in February or something so I can spend them. I tell everybody, you
were supposed to come down now.
I know, but everybody started canceling. So I get, I got to save my money. And also my daughter's got two cheerleading competitions this month that are really expensive.
Oh,
so you got to do what you got to do when you have kids.
Yeah.
Stinks.
And then I went into Epcot. I was there yesterday, and I said, I hadn't done Pin Traders.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, just to see, and I saw a few pins I wanted, which is fine, it was only a few. And the guy recognized me from last time.
Nice.
No, bad. I walked out with a box set.
You helped him meet his monthly quota on January 2nd.
Yeah, I said, now you owe me for this.
He's like, no, you have. He says, no, you have gift cards. You're good.
Yeah. But it got to the point where all I paid was the loose pins. I technically got the box set free.
Nice.
Yeah. The box set was originally $250.
Oh, my.
They put everything. Yes. They put everything on sale 70% off for the holidays.
Oh, so, yeah.
So I got 70% off plus my 20. It came to $78 for that box set.
You're still killing me for pins. I can't imagine. Like, I don't even let my daughter buy, like, one. I'm so cheap.
Yeah, you are.
It's like, I'm telling you, people from Missouri are tight with their money. That's just how it is. That's how it is in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. We're cheap. That's why I eat so early.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so real quick.
The one thing I didn't buy.
Go ahead.
I bought today, so I'm glad I remembered that.
Okay, so Marlessa
needs Christmas pen.
Marlessa needs to know if you rode Splash Mountain this trip.
Yeah. I did not.
Oh. Too cold.
It was too cold.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't like getting wet. Being cold is bad enough, but wet and cold, that's just miserable. Like, you're like, I paid $100 to be cold and miserable out here? Yeah, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Good call.
So that's how I looked at that. Yeah.
Cool.
I would have loved to. It would have been better if the others of you came down while I was here.
Well, you know what? We're going to have a big old trip with a lot of stuff going on once we all get past all this. Hopefully the end of this year. I mean, we might have to bring back Epic October like we used to do, because that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yep, Halloween.
Now, how long was Pam here for?
I do not know. She goes down there, and I don't even know. Like, she goes like dead silent. I don't even know where she stayed. I don't even know if she's back. I mean, I'll find out tomorrow when I text her.
Yeah, well, I thought she said Riviera.
Who knows? She might. She likes the Riv. I know that, but a lot of times she stays at Copper Creek. A lot of times she stays at Bay Lake. I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
She's like, she goes down there to go on vacation because, you know, the thing is, she's always like, you know, I get it, in her job, she's always like talking to people constantly. She just like, she is off. She gets on that plane, she is off the grid. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll
find out tomorrow. I'll text her like, are you home to record a podcast? And then I'll be like, yes or no. That's it. I don't know where she is. I know Ricky's back.
Oh,
I do know that.
Gosh. Well, she wasn't here for long, right?
No, she was staying with her brother at his apartment. She was there for a few days, right around. She was there for Christmas. Yeah, she was
Christmas. Yeah, not New Year's.
But see, with Ricky, I follow Ricky on Find My Friends. I know where she is all the time. So, she can't hide.
Yeah.
No hiding from that.
Right. No.
Pam doesn't have any of that.
Did you get my card?
What's that?
Did you get my card?
I don't think so. Let me look upstairs, though, because sometimes Mallory opened the mail. I gotta look.
Sometimes Mallory opens
the
mail.
She does. She goes out, because the thing is, I'm working in the afternoons. Our mail comes at about 2 o'clock, almost exactly 2 o'clock every day. And her bedroom's the only one in the front of the house, so she sees the mail truck, and she'll go out to the street. She'll go out to the street with the mail sometimes, and she'll mm-hmm. Christmas cards. Yes, I'll check with her. She's at cheerleading. I'll check when she gets home. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, because I want to make sure it came.
Oh, yeah, I'll check. I'll let you know. Yeah. All right, hey, I got to run, though. But, hey, safe travels home. And if you see Mickey Mouse between here and there, tell him I said hello.
Yep. Oh, and I did see Goofy and Pluto in the Riviera.
Yeah, I saw them, too, when I was there. How cool is that? They're on that balcony.
Today.
Yeah.
No, they walked right through the lobby.
Oh, did they? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was very cool. I was having my coffee at Le Petit Cafe, and there they went.
That is
right
so,
by.
I'm glad they're doing that. That's really cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I hope they never get rid of the cavalcades.
I agree, but I got to run, Alfred. Yeah. I got three on the board right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Sorry about that. I knew that would happen. Hey, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. Happy New Year. It's Diane.
Happy New Year, Diane. How are things going for you?
Good, thank you. How are your holidays? I've missed the past couple of shows, so it was good to catch you on tonight.
Yes, the holidays were fine. The thing is about the holidays in the Rahlman household is that they go through January 2nd. So I'm just right now kind of getting to the exhale. We took down the tree today. Actually, I shouldn't say we. My wife will kill me. She's not here, but if she was. She took down the tree. I carried all the boxes from the basement upstairs and back downstairs and stuff and all that. But yeah, Mallory's birthday was yesterday, so now she's a teenager now. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
She was 2 months old when we started this podcast. She's 13.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been doing too many shows. But yeah, so now the holiday season is officially over because Mallory's had her birthday. She got her Instagram account, which is what she wanted. I'm scared to death now, so what can you do? I just got to be a scared dad again. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, growing pains for her and for dad. I can't even imagine. My daughter is 10, so we have a little ways before that. We're not ready for the social media yet.
Well, does she not already ask? Like, Mallory's been asking since she was like 9 or 10, but I think it's a cheerleading thing. They all want to, you know, follow all their cheerleader, you know, gurus and all that stuff. I don't know. Maybe she was just a weirdo, but she's wanted it for like 2 or 3 years.
No, it's understandable. My daughter asks me probably almost every day to have to get TikTok. Oh. And my rule is if I don't know how to do it, you can't have it because I want to be able to monitor it. And I'm just not into that stuff at this point. So
no, I'm with you. You know, that's the one app I don't have on my phone is TikTok. And it's a whole big thing. But like, for one thing, I just don't need another thing. You know, I do Reels, which is like TikTok on Instagram, which is kind of fun, but it's just like, I don't need another. But she, of course, that's the one she wanted, and her cousin had it. So we have her login information, so now I just got to check it all the time, and it's, ugh. Ugh.
There you go.
Being a parent in 2021, that's how it goes.
Exactly. One more thing for you to do. But anyway, at the beginning of the show, you asked, you know, how people had spent their New Year's and if they had done anything differently.
Yes.
And we definitely did over here in our household because, sadly, we normally are on a Disney cruise for New Year's. We've been cruising. We've done 8 Disney cruises. In the past 4 years, we've spent New Year's Eve aboard one of the ships. So it was a little different to be home. But it was good. It was fine. We watched the ball drop and it was different, but it's okay. So we're just waiting to get back out there on the cruises.
Oh, I miss cruising so much. I have my Disney Cruise Line hat on right now as we speak. I miss those ships. Now, I've never been on a ship over New Year's Eve. So what's like your best memory and what's a typical New Year's Eve like with Disney Cruise Line? Never done it.
Oh, it's so fun. So, people definitely get more dressed up for that particular evening. But one of my favorite ones was when we cruised with my in-laws and my parents. So we made so many great memories on that trip. We went on the Magic. It was a 5-night cruise out of Fort Lauderdale. And it was great. So they normally have like a nicer dinner at the restaurants. I think we were at maybe like Royal Table or forget which one we were at, but it was like a filet with a lobster tail. So it was a fancier dinner. And then immediately after, we always get the late seating, the 8:30 dinner. Immediately after, it's a deck party, like right away. So we just, you know, spend the rest of the night up on the deck. They have a lot of you know, little dance competitions, and they're very interactive, and they get the crowd going. It's just, you know, great family fun up there until midnight. And then, of course, we have the fireworks at midnight. And on this particular cruise, the Disney Dream, and I believe the Fantasy, we're in the area as well. So we got to see all 3 ships throwing their fireworks at once. And I don't know if they tell every cruise ship, every cruise this, you know, when something crazy like that happens, but they're like, this is the first time. And, you know, I don't know when that this has occurred because it doesn't happen very often. So it was really nice.
It is, you know what, now that I think about it, a Disney cruise would be like the ideal place to bring in the new year because, you know, like you could drink and it's safe. Nobody's driving, right? You're in the middle of the ocean, unless the captain drinks, which I don't think he's drinking. Everybody's good, you know, and you got, I mean, how cool is that? You know, you got your built-in DJ, you got a dance party, you got your kids and everybody having a good time. I mean, that might be the perfect New Year's Eve celebration now that I think. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if I know it's a little pricier to go because it's school vacations and whatnot, but I think if you're gonna go, that's definitely a wonderful opportunity because they do it all out. And then the ships look so beautiful, decorated for Christmas. And it really is wonderful. They pass out hors d'oeuvres and champagne just before midnight and apple juice for the kids and, you know, the souvenir glasses. You know, Disney doesn't do anything, halfway. They do a wonderful job, so.
And, you know, folks that have never cruised Disney Cruise Line, I don't know if they know this, but, like, the cruises that do the fireworks, you know, the Bahamian cruises, the Caribbean cruises, that when it comes to your pirate night and they do the fireworks, no kidding, I mean, because I'm platinum. I've done probably 17 or 18 cruises, and I've seen this on almost every one. Watch the night they do the cruises. You'll see other cruise ships out in the distance. I'm not talking Disney Cruise Line ships either. I'm talking, like, Carnival and Royal and all these, you know, Princess. These other cruise ships come in proximity to see the fireworks, and they take off. It's so funny. Like, you might not catch it if you're not looking for it, but if you look out there, you'll see three or four other ships within eye shot so they can see the fireworks.
Right. Yeah. One of our waiters actually pointed that out to us, and then we kind of, you know, opened our eyes to it, and I have seen that. But, hey, that's okay. Glad that Disney gets to share their magic.
Absolutely.
And they're probably, you know, it's marketing. I'm sure that those people are looking and seeing, you know, hey, maybe we should do a Disney cruise. Look how much fun they're having. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I think that happens every time we go into port, right, in a Disney Cruise Line ship, because, like, the Disney Cruise Line ships just are so distinctive. And then you see, I mean, I'm nothing against Royal. I sail on Royal, too, and it's a fun cruise. It's a lot cheaper, too. But, I mean, the ship's all white, you know, like, just the Disney Cruise Line ships just look, like, more fun. They look more fancy. I think, like, you know, you're in Nassau, you're in Jamaica, you're in Grand Cayman, just like, oh. I'm glad I'm going on that ship. That's what I always tell myself. I'm glad that's our ship. That's what I always tell the kids.
So true. Yeah, I say that all the time. I know that I'm a little biased because I just love Disney. But those ships, they look like the Titanic. They look very regal. And
that's right.
The colors that they chose, and then they have those canopies, and they're serving you, you know, water with cucumber and lemon and orange, and it just feels really fancy, and they're, you know, they do the best customer service. So
they do. Hey, you got anything special planned for 2021 as far as Disney? Anything you're hoping to do?
Actually, yes. We were surprised. My husband purchased a DVC membership for us on Christmas Day. So it was, very interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the podcast where you had spent the night with Scott at the Riviera, and that's where our ownership is at the Riviera. So I'm super thrilled about that and getting to know the DVC ins and outs, and looking forward to planning something this year at the Riv.
Well, I'm not fancy, but you need to go down and get that breakfast sandwich from Primo Piatto with the egg on top, and it's a ham and cheese sandwich. Oh, my, I can't stop thinking about it. It's been a month. I still can't get it out of my brain. It's so good. So, yeah, the Riviera, oh, my gosh, you're going to have such a good time there. It's awesome.
Sounds good. Yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, it looks so pretty. And I've never even, we didn't visit it when it had just opened the last time that we were at Disney. So I've never been to Caribbean Beach. So I'm not familiar with the area, but looking forward to having the Skyliner and Topolino's and checking that resort out. So,
well,
I
would say
super happy about that.
Christmas for the ages, I would say.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling in. Happy New Year to you, and I hope to talk to you many, many times here in 21.
Thanks. You as well.
Right,
have a good
care.
Night.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here and click that. And we have another call. Hey, who's calling? We have our next caller.
Hi, Mike. This is Margie.
Hey, Margie. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
I'm hanging in.
So how was your New Year?
It's good. Small celebration, but always happy to be in the new year and have a fresh start on everything.
Guess what?
What's that?
My dog died on New Year's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Margie.
Yeah. It was a bad thing that happened to him and stuff like that. His mind was going and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I know they're like family members.
Yeah. I was crying all day Friday.
I understand that.
I mean, Friday. Yeah. So how was your Christmas and everything?
It was good. You know, I got some Disney gift cards, which I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to get down there to spend those. So I'll have to work some scheme to get down there, you know, even if it's only like $100, but Yeah, it was good. It was good. And just enjoying time with family. That was the main thing.
Well, that's good.
So
did you get my Christmas food?
I did. So, yes. And so what did you, I was going to ask you though, what did you do for Christmas? What was different about Christmas 2020 for you? Because everybody did stuff differently.
What did we do different? Well, Dwayne had to work all weekend because it was Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we had a ham dinner. Nothing special.
Ham dinner is always good. Yeah. You gotta like that.
Yeah.
I love ham.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah.
That's what we had, actually. We had a ham dinner, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Totally. That's it. Yeah, because we just threw out, because we finally, I saw him still in the meat drawer in the fridge, the leftover ham. I was like, probably shouldn't eat that. It's the third now. So, yeah, we got rid of it today. I wanted to, but I was like, probably shouldn't. I'm pressing my luck here. It's been over a week.
We bought a ham at Jewel, and it was so good.
Oh.
It was really, really good. And then we had sweet potatoes and green bean casserole and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh, you guys ate well.
Yeah, we did.
It's almost like homecoming. That's the kind of stuff they serve at homecoming down at Disney Springs.
I would love to get down there.
That's so good.
I would love to get down there.
We'll definitely have to get there.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 21. Maybe this year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So now do you stay up till midnight and watch the old ball drop in New York City and all that stuff?
No, I missed New Year's Eve completely. I overslept New Year's.
Because you know what? The whole thing is, Mallory's all excited. It was just Pam, Mallory, and I, because Paige was back at Mizzou because she had basketball practice that day. So, the three of us were, I go to bed at 10 o'clock, Margie, every night because I get up at 5 in the morning to run. And so it was a struggle for me to stay up till midnight. But we did it. But, man, it was like, I am so old. I was just dying to stay up till midnight. But I made it, but it was
hard.
You're not old. Yeah. And then I was in bed by 12:15.
You're not old, Mike. I'm old. I am old.
You should watch me go up those steps after this podcast. When I go upstairs to get another Coke Zero, it takes me like 10 minutes to get up 14 steps. I'm getting old. Trust me. I'm an old, I creak.
I'm almost 70 years old.
I'm almost 700. Almost. I'm almost 700, I think. I don't know.
You're funny, Mike.
You're funny too, Margie. Hey, Margie, I got to run, though. I got to run, though, because we only got 15 minutes left. I'm going to get a few more calls in here. But I just want to tell you, Happy New Year. And let's make this year awesome.
Yeah,
and I hope to hear from you. Okay, tell everybody we said hello.
Okay.
Bye, Margie.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Love when Margie gives us a call. That's awesome. She went to Jewel, so I guess she's up by Chicago. Because I've Jewel Osco. Never been in one of those stores, but I always see them advertised on TV. It's one of those things, right? The regional stores like Publix down in Florida. Never been in a Publix. I know I got to remedy that because I got to get a sub sandwich. Sandy, our server over at Liberty Tree, reminds me of that every time. All righty. Next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. It's Beth.
Hey, Beth. What's going on?
Not much. Just excited Park Hopper's back. I got to all four on Friday, so that was awesome.
So what? You did?
Very tiring.
You did all four parks?
I sure did. Actually, I did five because I got the 1 o'clock Rise of the Resistance boarding group, and it was called at 6:15. So I went back to Hollywood and ended my day there.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
I did five.
Oh, there's not to see. I have this again shows, just like I was talking to Margie, that I'm an old dude. I have no desire to do four parks in a day ever. I'm like, I do them once a year. Usually I do them. It's called the marathon. I run through them on the marathon. It's too hard. Like I am too old to do that anymore. I just can't. I don't have the second park. I'm like, that's good. I've had my fun for the day. I'm done.
Yes, it's definitely not a something I do all the time. I wanted to do it because I did it that Saturday before the parks closed, and then I wanted to do it again on the first day back just because of having that capability, but.
Well, yeah,
it is a lot of work.
That was a good idea, though, because the first day back, you're like proving it. You know, you were like the guinea pig. You're proving that it could be done. Did you? So tell, because a lot of folks are asking about it. What was it like? Now, did you, you had your car though, so did you drive to each location or did you take Disney transportation, and how was it? What was the experience like?
I did a little bit of both. So I started at Hollywood and I got there. I wanted to sleep in a little bit. So I got there around 11:30, had lunch. Was going to do a couple rides, but ended up not doing that. Got my boarding group. It was 150, boarding group 154. So it was definitely a backup group. So I hopped on the Skyliner about 1:30 and went over to Epcot. And they had a standby line, a queue for park hoppers. And they were still working the kinks out because it was the first day. So so I was the third, quote-unquote, group to be in that line. They let us in right at 2 to temperature check, and then you still scan your Magic Band so they can show that you were at your first park. Spent a couple or a little bit of time in there and popped back on the Skyliner, and I got in my car and drove to Animal Kingdom. And the thing that confused me was as I drove up to Animal Kingdom, it said no park reservations available. And I was like, well, that must mean that capacity is full.
Right.
But the guy at the pay booth said, we recommend just going in and talk to guest relations and they'll let you know if you can get in.
That parking lot is so huge without trams. Like, you better let me, if I go all the way, because I've run that parking lot in the races many times, I'm like, if I have to walk the 2 miles from the back of that parking lot to guest relations, I better be getting in.
Yeah, it is definitely a big lot, it's and it's huge. Easy to lose your car in that lot.
Yes.
But when you come in later in the day, they start filling up from the beginning of the lot.
Good
and
call.
So I was in the first row, so that was great. So I got in, scanned it, or, you know, temperature, security, everything was fine. Went on safari, and I've been taking pictures at every park just to have proof, you know, because if you don't take a picture, are you really there?
Yeah, exactly. And then
I got back in my car, and I had made a reservation at the Wave, because I knew that I wanted to be able to walk over. I know that's not the rule, but I wanted to walk over to Magic Kingdom. And so I had dinner at the Wave, walked over Magic Kingdom, saw one of my favorite photo pass photographers, got dessert, Christmas tree was still up, castle projections were going, and then my boarding group was called. And I had to decide if I was going to take the bus from Magic Kingdom to Hollywood or get in my car again. And I decided to take my car because I wasn't sure how late the buses would be running
right
back to Magic Kingdom because Hollywood closed at 7 and Magic Kingdom closed at 9. So I drove back, parked, walked. Well, the queue was really long. I'm not sure why, but I scanned in, the queue for rides was long, but I scanned in at like 6:30, got on the ride and was off the ride by like 7:10. And I was the only one in the interrogation room. I was the only one in both of my ride vehicles. So it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, the interrogation room by yourself would be a little freaky.
Yeah, it was. Yes, definitely weird. They, my, you know, like I said, my boarding group was 154 and they stopped at 156. So I just snuck in. So it was a very full day, but it was great. It was great to have. I love that park hopper's back because now my park days can be more beneficial and more full for, you know, making a day of it.
Well,
so,
plus too, what I think it's going to be good for is like folks like us that are, that say AP holders, right? I think what it's going to be good for is somebody like me. And again, this is just being selfish, but when I go down and, you know, I have a lot of friends that may be there at the same time, but we didn't know we were going to be there at the same time until like, you know, day before and we all get there. Like if we don't have the same theme park reservations, at least we can say, hey, tonight, let's meet out at Epcot. Right. And then we can all, you know, maybe just, you know, grab something to eat and hang out. Like, it's so hard to do that with the theme park reservations prior to park hopping to be in the same park at the same time if you're not, you know, rescheduling everybody's passes.
Exactly. Yep. And then it's just nice too because it opens up so much more food availability. If I'm going to be there for a day, I want to, you know, be in the park at one park in the morning, have dinner somewhere else. And I know that's still going to be tricky because there's a chance that the reservation I have, that park could be full by the right time. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that yet, but and I know that someone was asking how you can check to see what parks are available. And I don't think the app's been updated yet. So there's a 407 number to call I put it on the Patreon Discord, but you just call that and it tells you which parks are accepting guests at that time.
Okay, and I'll pop that. I'll pop that out to everybody. I'll put that on Twitter too. On my Twitter account, because that'll be good for a bit of half.
Yeah. So that was. I didn't know about that till the end of the day. I just pressed my luck and showed up at the parks. But I saw that number starting to float around that afternoon and evening, and I did confirm with Disney that it was their number and not someone trying to be funny.
Somebody sitting at their house, so, like, "Yes, the studios is still open. Go for it." Yeah, right.
Yeah,
got them.
Because it's not a WDW number.
It's not
like
a 939.
The first six are the first six are or 407, but then the
It's always not. Yeah, it's always not. It's usually 939. Yeah.
Yeah, but the app does say, or the, My Disney app says that they are going to be upgrading or updating the app for that. But for now, I would just recommend calling. So, but it was great. I'm glad it's back.
I would think, too, that the studios is going to be the only park that you really have issues. I just don't see a lot of people hopping to Animal Kingdom late in the day because it closes earliest typically. And I wouldn't think you would ever have any issues hopping to Animal Kingdom. Epcot has a huge capacity, so I don't think that would have a lot of issues. I don't know. I could be wrong there. But I think Epcot's going to be – I think the only worries you're going to have is the studios hopping over there. But they're smart, though, without the Rise boarding – without being able to ride Rise. That's a huge deterrent to keep people from going over there. So if you want to go on anything else, go, you know, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And it was – if you stay for your – if you don't get the 7 o'clock boarding group, you get the 1 o'clock – it kind of, you know, gives you an estimate. So if you want to hop over, you know, at 2 o'clock, hop to Epcot or Animal Kingdom. I mean, those are going to be trickier, or Animal Kingdom will be trickier because of the distance. Same with Magic Kingdom. But it's just nice that you have something to do in between, because you've probably done most of the things in the morning. So, or just go hop somewhere for lunch, or I don't know. It's just nice to have it back. And I'm not going to be doing four parks every day, but I could see 2 to 3 just with the way that they're staggering the closing, because if you did morning at Hollywood and you didn't really want to, or if you didn't need a boarding group in the afternoon, you have 3-4 hours at Animal Kingdom, which is still a lot of time. And then if you want, depending on Magic Kingdom closed, I mean, sometimes Epcot's closing before Magic Kingdom, I believe. So there is a way to have a relaxing day, but still do three parks. But it was great. I'm glad it's back. So
we're moving in the right direction, right? I mean, we're definitely not back to normal. We got the masks, we got the shorter park hours, not all the resorts are open, but at least this is a taste. And, you know, here in about 60 days, we're going to have Blizzard Beach back open. So we'll have a water park online. So, you know, baby steps, but at least we're making, you know, progress. At least we're going in the right direction, as opposed to what 2020 was just a dumpster fire. It was terrible. So we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, it was a rough year, but there was still good that came out of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, as a local, I'm so thankful that Disney World was able to open. So I would be in a different state if I'm not in a physical state, but
you'd be in Georgia.
I would be in a different state of emotions if Walt Disney World was still closed.
Okay, I got to ask you one thing, totally unrelated to Disney. What were those things you sent Scott for New Year's Eve? They looked like little cakes. I didn't know what those were. And he had some ice cream toppings.
What
are those?
I did not send those.
You didn't send those?
What
was that?
I sent ice cream toppings. He made like molten chocolate cakes.
Okay. I was wondering because he said, "This is from Beth." I was like, "What is that? It looks good though."
Yeah, he gave me too much credit for all of that. I sent, it's kind of an inside joke now from an experience we had at California Grill where the server ended up, I'm not going to go into details on air, but so now.
That's funny. Okay, I was just wondering because it looked like I was the rest of the night. I was like, oh, I wish I was at Scott's house or Scott's dad's house, wherever he was.
Yeah, I saw those and I was like, that looks delicious.
Interesting. So. Well, hey, I'm glad though that you had a good experience. You're right. Don't do it. Do four parks a day or five. That will wipe you out quickly. But keep letting us know how things are going. You know, we love hearing that. That's who knows when I'll be back? Maybe in February, but we'll see.
Sounds good. Yeah, I will either message in or call in whenever I can. So.
All righty. Well, hey, Happy New Year, Beth, and hope to see you soon down there.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Hey, that's going to just about do it for today's live call-in show. Yeah, Beth is a local, lives in Central Florida. And the good news is, you know, we have friends from international friends, right? We have friends call in from Singapore. We have friends call in from Australia from time to time. We have folks calling in from Canada, all over the United States. And then we have friends that are down there in Central Florida. And it is so fun for me just to get everybody's take on what a Walt Disney World vacation means to them. You know, for Beth, she heard park hopping was coming back. She went on January 1st. She brought in 2021, got to go to five parks in one day. The first day park hopper was available, and she got to experience that. And it's so good to hear her perspective on things like that and how she got around with her own car, with Disney transportation, how the logistics of everything works with the temperature, you know, scans and the Magic Band scans and all that stuff. That stuff is invaluable, I think, for all of us that are watching here live on Facebook and YouTube. For those folks hopefully listening here on a Thursday on the podcast feed, I think the more we can hear these things, the more we are informed and the more we can be prepared to make the most of our Disney vacations. That's one of the goals of this show. Probably the biggest goal of the show is that we share some laughs. We share some good memories. And, you know, if you're running, it makes the miles a little bit easier. If you're cleaning the house, it helps you get those dishes done a little bit quicker and easier. Vacuuming, you know, taking the dog for a walk, what have you. I just hope it's a friendly voice that we can share some good memories, but also along the way, we can, you know, save some time and, you know going into our vacations, what's happening, you know, what's the thumb beat or the heartbeat of a Disney vacation right now. Like, how do I get through the logistics of park hopping? Beth helped us out with that, and I'm very, very appreciative for that. And I'm very appreciative for each and every one of you for reaching out here to start off 2021. It's going to be a great year. I'm excited for this year on the podcast. We'll be celebrating 13 years of the show here in a couple months, and I'm excited for that. Real quick, William's asking about Memory Maker. Is it still worth it? I think it is, as long as you do stop for the pictures. Remember, though, you get the pictures on the ride. So if you're doing a lot of the rides where they have on-ride photos like Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and so forth, those are kind of fun. You know, could you save $169? Absolutely. But, you know, I think that pictures are one of those things that I really, really enjoy. I think that's one of the biggest perks of an annual pass. I hope they never take that away from the annual pass, because that's got me hooked. And then Jenna, thanks for being here. Jenna on YouTube, she's asking, any update on when Disneyland will let you book vacations? It seems like they aren't even letting you be optimistic for the future. We have no idea. And Disneyland is just, you know, that is anybody's guess. California is in such a hard way right now. And I think that Disneyland is about, you know, 1,723rd on the agenda for what's happening out there at this point. To be honest, I mean, Disney wants Disneyland open, right? And I'm sure they're lobbying for that. But I mean, in the current climate of California, how everything's going with the virus, I just don't think that Disney can aggressively lobby for the park to open anytime soon. And I think it's smart for Disneyland to hold off on the bookings, because, you know, even if you have the bookings going for the fall, you're getting expectations up. And I think Disney always wants to kind of, you know, exceed expectations for guests. And I know how crushing it was for me to have to cancel my January trip, my February trip. It's a hard thing psychologically. And I think Disney had to do that, but they didn't want to have to do that. You know, it's a bad taste in your mouth. So I think that they are being conservative, and they'll start, you know, once they have an idea of, okay, this looks legitimately like we can reopen the park, then they'll, you know, take Disneyland reservations, and we'd love to help you out over the Magic for Less. But I think they're doing the right thing for now, because it's just such an unknown, and California is in just such a hard way right now. So we'll hang in there together. But I just want to thank you guys for being here. It's always a good time talking Disney with you on Sunday nights. Hope you enjoy these shows, because it is kind of a highlight for me to close out the weekend and start a new week by talking Disney with you and seeing what's going on. All right, we're going to get out of here. So we'll be back again next Sunday night. We've got a great trip report lined up for your Monday morning commute. So tomorrow morning, as we head back to work, grab that show. Of course, Wednesday, we'll have your listener questions. And on Friday, don't hold me to this, but this is what I'm going to propose to the ladies. We're going to talk about 21 things to look forward to at Walt Disney World in 2021. So I'm going to get out of here, but I wish you all a very happy new year. Thank you so much for being here. I love you guys spending some Sunday nights with me. It makes me so happy. And we're going to have a good time throughout 2021. Talking Disney, nothing serious. This is the good stuff. So for Ricky and Pam, who aren't here tonight, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday and a very happy new year. Stay safe, stay healthy. and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.